And welcome to season 10, episode 24 of Swimming with a Fish. I'm Crutch. It is a warm, sultry June evening, and we are once again all together on the show. So happy you guys are back. I'm just, you know, it's been a long time since we've done an actual show. We are so happy that the Chief has resumed his rightful place amongst the triumvirate of this show. Chief, welcome back, and we're glad you're back.
Well, thank you.
Goon, always a pleasure to have you with us as well.
Likewise.
No slighting there at all.
Likewise, gentlemen, no slight taken, and I see you using your vocabulary.
I am doing, yes, well, I'm trying, you know. One is measured by the words they use, and also I'm reading a very strange book that includes a knight from the 13th century who is partnered up with a samurai from the 15th century, and they're both working for, wait for it, a guy called the Chief.
Hey, I'm liking the book already.
No, it's so cool. And it fits in with that long-running series that I was reading. This is built in the same universe and is one of the authors of the long series has partnered with a different author to do these stories. This is apparently how you make money in writing, right? Is you come up with a world, you know, if it's fiction, right? You come up with a world and you establish a world and characters and places and conflicts and timelines. And then you bring in other authors to do like side stories where they you know have like that little mini Venn diagram where they touch into one or two characters from the main arc, and you get people like me who are then just completely hooked. I'm loving it, and but the fact that they work for a guy named the Chief, I had to read it. You know
that we work for a guy named the Chief.
We do. I do. Although I don't have a sword. Wait,
you do work. You also work for a guy named Bougie.
I do.
And you do have a sword.
I do have a sword. I was just thinking about that. I mean, I don't wear it around. There's laws against that, unfortunately.
Not down here.
Sure. Rub it in.
I'm just saying, you've been here before. You can just not go back.
Well, you don't even have a... You don't even have a...
Go ahead.
There's not even a duty to disclose.
Duty.
You can just leave that in your back seat when the cop pulls you over. Do you have a firearm?
Nope. I have a claymore, and it's not the mine type.
In Texas, you could just say, I plead the fifth, because there's no duty to disclose.
Yeah. Swords are okay, not only Texas.
I'm going to try this.
What, walk around with a sword?
Not today, but, you know.
One thing at a time. You know, you're on the road to recovery. You don't need to, throw it into fourth gear.
Not yet. No.
Not yet.
No, you got to watch that tachometer. Get it up into third first.
There you go. Love this car talk.
still think your child should have gotten a manual. He'd have more fun.
I'm just glad he hasn't, you know, crashed into the garage. I'm just going to be thankful. He's out driving every day. He's getting more comfortable with that car, which is good, you know. Because, you know, I've been driving forever, so it doesn't take long for me to get comfortable with a car. He didn't drive straight for 4 years because he just had no reason to. There was no place to park in his college. So he's getting back into the swing of things.
I hadn't even thought of that. That's really true. And the college, the city that his college is in, has really narrow streets, especially over by where the college is.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think as a junior, he could have had a car there, but it's not like he had anywhere to go. I mean, you know, go to class, go back to your dorm. There you are. Life as a college student. Well, I mean, unless, you know, you're like a drunkard, but they don't. Really,
I was going to say, you and I got to go to the pub.
We did. And boy, I got to tell you, I was the last year in Maryland.
For 18?
For drinking at 18, yes. So yeah. I'm sitting there drinking at 19 and 20, and the people behind me by a single year are like, that's just not fair. And we're like, I don't care. It's not my problem. Yeah. It probably had an effect on my grades. I mean, you know, I did graduate. So, I mean, there's that.
There you go.
And as I told him, you know, because he was very upset that he missed cum laude by 0.01.
Oh.
3.69. You needed to be 3.7. And he's very upset at it. I said, let me tell you something. Once you graduate and you put on your resume that you have a degree in whatever, nobody cares about the GPA. They don't even care about the cum laude, really.
It's nice to see, though.
It sure, you know. I mean, I know. It's up on the wall, you know.
So who actually cares about that? Because that's what I'm starting to wonder, especially with what my kids are going through right now.
I'll tell you, as far as I can tell, the only people who would care about that would be if you were trying to get a job at a college as a professor. You know, that right. The whole self-eating ice cream cone thing.
Well,
yeah. So here's the thing. It's like, because what's he doing now? Is he just chilling?
No, he's looking for a job.
Okay. So by looking, because I remember he is a little, like a couple months older than my youngest.
Yes.
And they had achieved lumpage together. You know, there was
there is much lumpage here. Yes, absolutely.
And then once my son realized that there was a chance to fulfill a particular dream,
mm-hmm.
then all of a sudden he was motivated to do stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I've always said that the motivated people are people who, you know, if you find your passion, you know, and that was my thing. I've always just said, you know, yes, he did excellent in math and chemistry, but if it wasn't his passion, he might have gotten a job, he might have gotten good pay, and he would hate working for 40 years. And I'm like, you know,
like us, you mean?
Well, I hate it now because I'm old and cynical, but that's just a whole different bag of worms. But I mean, you know, my wife and people who know me, you know, I work 8 hours a day and I write software. That's what I do for a living. Then I come home and sometimes I will spend another hour or two writing my own for myself. And people are like, didn't you just do that at work? I'm like, you know, the old saying is if you love what you do, it's not work. Now, there have been times I have worked on contracts, as we all know. And sometimes, you know, the environment kind of, you know, sucks. So yeah, sometimes it's not fun to go to work. Sometimes it's great fun to go to work, you know.
True.
But if every day you get up and you look at the alarm clock and go, I have to go back there and I have to fill 8 hours of my life in that place, then you really need to find something else to do.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Or you just quit.
Well, funny you should mention that. As it turns out, my team lead, who is a civilian, he put in his notice on Thursday, gave them 2 weeks notice, and from what I understand, he has 4 weeks of sick leave, and he was out sick today. I'm pretty sure we're never seeing him again.
Do you remember the old Monster.com commercial? It was Monster or Career Builder. It was before Indeed.
Hmm.
It was with the parent. The scene starts with the parent saying, I can't take this, not another day.
Mm-hmm. And oh, right. And then the person comes in and repeats that line. Yeah. I do remember that. Were they at all poor parent? No. Parent is just parroting.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's so I agree. And my son doesn't even like what he's doing right now. And I'm not even sure, because when I pressed him on what is the current motivation,
mm-hmm.
Because his birthday is coming up. And it's like, it, you know, it's weird when they say, I don't need anything for my birthday because I've gotten everything I ever wanted. Like, that wasn't that we spoiled you, or you're just, you know, really happy. So we either did a really good job or a really bad job.
When's his birthday?
In between. The 17th? No, 19th.
Today's the 22nd. No, oh, you mean of July.
Right. Okay. I was just checking to see if it was Saturday. That's Hurricane's birthday.
No, it's there's four July birthdays in this house now.
Oh, Saturday is also Bougie the Wade's son's birthday.
Please, please wish him a happy birthday and many more.
We will.
You have to wish him a Bougie happy birthday.
A Bougie happy birthday.
A Bougie happy birthday.
And many Bougie more years out there. We need a name for Wade's home.
Yes. Well, I will.
Bougie the Wade.
Bougie the Wade.
Yes. I will be seeing him Thursday night. I have firmly ensconced myself in his family now. It's so touching. We will be starting a D&D session. We're doing
Really?
You're going to be the dungeon master?
No, sir. Well, okay.
Because I just see you looking at Bougie and going, it's the Gorgon. It's the Gorgon.
It's the Gorgon. So wrong. No, actually, to be honest with you, I'm really kind of looking forward to it. I went out and bought a 5th edition user manual, and I bought zinc dice. Those things are heavy, baby. Like I might dent a table.
they hit the ground. You just hear bang.
But he mentioned it, and I thought, well, that's kind of intriguing. It's one of those, you know, we're going to get once every 2 weeks, and we're starting off with the little what do they call them? The little just it's not like an entire campaign. It's just like a little mission.
Side quest.
Well, I guess it would be kind of like a side quest, but they actually have little books, and they're designed for one or two sessions, you know, just to kind of get used to the whole process. And because we're probably going to spend a good chunk of Thursday, like, rolling up our characters and backstories and all that fun stuff that you do. Now please, that I've gone completely geek and lost half the audience.
He's got to name his character Bougie the Wade.
So is it a one shot or is it a self-contained adventure?
One shot.
Okay. Well, see, there he goes. And
yeah.
Those of us who have rolled said die before, so mm-hmm. that means you've got to do character creation, and you have the little booklet for that.
Yeah, it's a cute little booklet. He was showing me, gave me a heads up on we have to, he's got like three. He knows which one he'd like us to do, but, you know, we'll get to choose. But it looked very interesting. I don't remember that as like even an option back in the days of the 3rd edition. It was just like, you know, you're going to jump in and we're going to have a campaign. Off we go.
Yeah, if you're doing quick start with the pre-builds, or you're doing, you know, the full, when we did it, when I ran my camp, well, I wasn't even the DM. But, you know, one, I was always a paladin, which ticked off some people. And then two, I had rolled 18 for strength. So the only one who could potentially be strong was barbarian half orcs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they could go past 18 if they, you know, critted in. But they didn't. And so I would win, and at least strength checks.
Yeah. I was rolled a 20 on charisma. I don't know why.
That's real life. We're talking about make-believe.
I know. You did. You rolled a 20 on charisma in real life, my friend. I've never seen one person invited to so many weddings.
Weddings, I have. Bar mitzvahs.
And actually not be a member of the clergy. That would be the... Yeah. And let me preface that.
Gender reveal parties.
Really? How do they know before it comes out?
We have modern technology.
It's a mystery.
We can, like, take pictures and sonograms.
No,
I bring them a present. I drink their booze. That, you know, what more do you need to know?
So I was listening to something today, and they were, and it was a consensus on just how many genders there actually are.
Two.
Well, this person said three and had a compelling argument.
Oh, I've seen her.
Well, that's because we young share the same house.
That's where you get the young blonde lady, right?
That would be correct. Isn't it amazing? Like, we're not even, we haven't officially spoken to each other in a while.
It's been a bit.
And yet
we share the algorithm.
Evil AI taking
please,
over.
Please tell Coon what the three are.
Well, first, do you agree with her assessment?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. She's totally right.
Yes. So it was male, female, and mentally ill.
Yeah, I can go with that.
I'm sure there's going to be some people upset with us now. And well,
there was
yeah,
a big
too old.
Sigh before she said it.
Yeah.
Right?
She thought about correctly. It for a bit, yeah.
But see, that's I just wonder. I wonder what have we done? Is it you constantly sharing stuff with me or vice versa that has maybe the
I'm convinced I polluted your algorithm.
Yeah, but you haven't polluted mine, but that's probably because I never log on when I'm over there, so it doesn't have a way to.
It's mostly when he's out of there that.
Yeah, it's me sending stuff at 3 o'clock in the morning. Because I have to share.
That's right.
Yes, I know. I get up early, and often I have a message from you already.
It's what I do.
Hey, although I've been getting up. I've been getting up later due to my poor choices at the ball game 2 weeks ago.
Aww.
You know all about it because you have been castigating me almost the entire time.
And
what?
You deserve it.
Okay.
Does the chief know what you did to yourself? Does the chief know? Did you tell him? No, you didn't, did you?
Well, why don't you just tell him? Because now Yankee Swamp Fox is going to know too, and I will get a phone call.
Oh, and you deserve it. So, as you and I both know, even though the chief and the goon are both men of color, the goon's color is not nearly as potent as the chief's.
Not as robust.
Robust. Robust is a better word. Yes, let's use our big words today. And and the goon is a fan of all things baseball except for Major League Baseball, and rightly so.
Because it's the game. It's the only game. It's a game that God invented. The only one. I have proof. Would you like it?
Yes. Absolutely.
What's the first Genesis chapter 1? What are the first words in the Bible?
In the beginning.
In the beginning, correct.
Oh, God,
you may go. You may go on now.
Oh, gee whiz. I'm waiting for that extra lightning strike. I really am. Just there you go.
It's not going to happen because he's with me on this one.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't with you in the stands, was he? So apparently, the goon was thoroughly enjoying the game and not paying attention to the beautiful large yellow ball out there that provides energy and warmth to the masses.
It was pretty and bright.
Yes, it supplied you with a little extra warmth than you needed, didn't it?
Well, it wasn't the warmth so much as it was the ultraviolet radiation.
Yeah, well, there yeah, exactly, yes. So instead of turning brown, where people with a slightly higher melanin content might have been able to absorb all that UV energy, he turned himself into a rock lobster.
Absolutely.
And then he was in agony, just having to wear pants, which I can understand. I'm in agony to have to wear pants any day, you know.
Yeah. I could not stand if I sat at my desk too long.
Right.
You would just hear me going, ow, 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 ow. And now I'm doing the lizard thing.
Yes, he's peeling like one of your people, Chief.
I'm currently peeling too, so yeah.
And is what it I hear, Chief, is, did you not recover from skin cancer? That's what I'm going to hear from Swamp Fox. Cancer, uh-huh. You imbecile cancer.
Yes, yes.
Don't you know better? And the answer is yeah, sure. Apparently not.
You just got to test the limits. You didn't beat it before.
Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
I've got the too much. I got that down.
Okay.
I know where too much is now, because I would not like to do that again.
Yes, it's contraindicated, I believe is the military term, or the medical term. Although it should be a military term.
Well, I just want to say, ow.
Yes.
You have said it.
Yes, and he did.
And we have heard.
Yep, and then let's see. At this moment, knock on wood, hold on.
Ow. Wait.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like wood.
It's some kind of wood. It has grain. It's probably a picture of wood.
So did alcohol.
All three cars are running presently.
Whoa. Please, everyone mark the date and time.
We had it all in my possession, all running.
Is that like one of the signs of the apocalypse?
It might be.
The sign of the apocalypse seal. Was the Knicks winning.
All bets are off at this point. The next thing I'm waiting for is flying pigs.
Soccer being popular in the United States.
I got to tell you, I'm getting a real kick out of watching the videos of folks coming over to the United States and realizing that all of the press back in their home country was full of crap, and that we're actually not, you know, running around with cowboy hats and killing people for, you know, looking at them the wrong way, and they've discovered Buc-ee's and Waffle House, and you know, it's like,
did you see the article in the Bee?
Hmm.
About Brits coming over and saying, we really love American cheeseburgers and there are no roving rape gangs.
Well, that would make it different than England. Although, did you just hear what happened today?
Did it happen today or did it happen yesterday?
I thought it today. It's so hard to say.
Announced officially early this morning. So
yeah,
I believe he announced around 11 a.m. their time, which would be what, around...
Trump announced it yesterday.
Trump yeah, announced it yesterday. That's true.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
Anyways, smooth move, X-Lax.
That was when he was also talking about the hooligans who have vandalized the reflecting pool.
Yes.
He didn't say hooligans, but that's what it sounds like. It was like, right. It was like, you need to let this one go, sir. But I know you can't, so.
No, he can't. Then we're draining it again, and we're going to fix it again.
Please, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
I had been given reports that the way that they were trying to fix it and the way that they were trying to make it look pretty, mm-hmm. were not working together, and that was... was initially causing paint peeling and other stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of, did they go with the lowest bidding contractor?
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he has the president has some experience with stuff like this, because there was a skating rink in Central Park that the city couldn't fix, and he paid for it himself and got it fixed in like 6 months. Yeah. I granted that's not an algae problem, but
right, it also didn't involve the bureaucracy that he does have to work through, even though he is who he is now.
So you do agree with me, probably not vandals, probably poor workmanship.
From what I had to hear, it was a combination of things. From what I understand, because the paint was so dark, it increased the temperature of the water. I personally think somebody then doped the water and caused the algae bloom. But the water being extra warm made it happen that much quicker. That's well, my personal theory.
And we've had some pretty hot days that we...
Yeah.
I mean, it is a swamp.
Yeah, everybody forgets that the entire area was a swamp and had to be drained just to build the extra swamp that's there now.
I keep thinking maybe it'd be a really good idea to just let the water back in.
I say give it all to Virginia.
I'm good with that. Every once in a while, Maryland goes, we'll take some of it back. Oh, no.
No, don't want it. Thanks.
That's not something we need. Thank you very much, Virginia. You may have it all.
Mm-hmm.
You may consider this a gift and an apology for being mad at you between 1860 and 1865.
The way that Virginia's been acting, they deserve to be being mad at.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just another reason to give them all a DC.
And it, and those folks need to stay off my roads. Every time I see some yucca puck doing something stupid in a car, 7 out of 10 times he's got a Virginia license plate. It's yeah, like I don't teach anybody how to drive over there. I keep saying those people, and people look at me, I've gone, Virginians, you know.
Yeah, how are they supposed to know?
They can't drive.
Well, I mean, they've only just gotten cars and electricity.
You hear it's they're, so true. They're outlawing the buggies after that buggy accident?
No.
What? I'm sorry. A, what buggy incident? And B, who's outlawing them? Virginia?
It's somewhere on the East Coast. Let me see.
Or is it Pennsylvania?
I think no, buggies, it was New York.
Pennsylvania.
It was New York.
Buggy
they
accident?
They have Amish? Or do you know, you mean the one in New York City?
Yeah, carriage horse died, and
so did
a passenger.
A passenger. Yeah.
One teen dead, two hospitalized after car rear ends horse-drawn carriage. Is that it? That was 3 weeks ago.
So Comrade Mondami, peace be upon him's answer is to outlaw the carriages?
This was...
Is this Kentucky Route 389?
Let me see, because I have... Apparently, this is happening a lot more than I thought. No, this is link. This is the 18-year-old... Here it is. I'm trying to get one that isn't sourced by China, because of family.
We really appreciate that, because I refuse to put any sources by China.
China.
There we go. Yahoo. That's sort of China.
Yes, that's the one I thought of. New York City.
New York City.
Get a rope.
Can't do that anymore. Didn't you know that? You can't even have pull-down strings in your garage because they can be confused for nooses.
Well, at least by NASCAR drivers, but what about people that are actually, you know, smart?
Hi, you picking on NASCAR?
No.
Okay.
Picking on NASCAR drivers.
Got it.
Like NASCAR, watch the race yesterday that was at the Top Gun Naval Base. I'm sorry, I'm zoning out on the name. They created a road race
track. Oh, my gosh.
Totally inside the base.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, it was like you go into turn one. I'm listening to the guy talk about the triangle. You go into turn and then a quick left at turn number three and head toward the Carl Vinson. You don't hear that too much on a NASCAR race. And I look and there's a great big ship with a 70 on it.
Naval Base Coronado.
Coronado.
Holy cow.
Yeah. It was... I was pretty pumped. I had a nice Father's Day watching that.
The race was called the Andoril 250. Andoril is, well, it's the name of a sword, but it's also got another name. Andoril Industries, right? Oh, yeah, they're a defense contractor. Very cool. Defense contracting is now covering NASCAR. There you go.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, how many 250 specialty things have you seen in the past week?
Oh, the whole concept of a 250. Yeah, well, okay, what's a 250 race? Well, there was the MMA fight that that apparently was a black mark on the use of public lands for a horrible, self-centered, narcissistic, blah, 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 blah. I got barred.
Did you see how it ended?
I heard that the winner had a comment that was
Now, I said it ended because that was the third to last fight.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Si. I did not know. It's the only one everybody talks about, you know.
Okay, so there was a Georgian who trains in Spain, and he was coming out and basically, you know, just disrespecting the American. Mm. And so the American, who is the son of copper miners.
Ooh, hello.
Came out and he got, the American got beat up for three rounds. Mm-hmm. And then in the fourth round mounted one of the most ridiculous comebacks to ever be witnessed. Ever. Nice. I mean, the end of the third was also pretty,
like, right out of Rocky.
No, because he was unlike Rocky. You can, if you get knocked down, you get time to get up. He took three liver shots and like crumbled in pain. Mm. And we were watching the time go down, and I was like, and his coach was yelling, "Please don't stop the fight." And because he has to be able to defend himself, and he was curling up, and then they fall, you know, the bell rang, and like he's got a sigh of relief, and he was like, "Man, that hurt my throat." a common something to that, but his he had a game plan of he just needed to make him waste all his energy beating him up, right. So that in the end, which he actually
kind of
did.
A rope-a-dope thing.
So, it kind of, except for the fact that rope-a-dope, you're not getting hit like he was. Mm-hmm. It was the fist to face, you know, method that is usually frowned upon.
Usually frowned upon, yes.
But this is they said that never in MMA history around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Every fight ended in a knockout.
Right.
Not every last one. No. Every fight on the card ended in a knockout.
Oh.
And
oh, wow.
For knockout, yes. Every last one. It was knockout or technical knockout.
Nice.
Nothing went to the judges. It was clear. Like there was not any confusion about what was going on. In fact, there's another person, Sean O'Malley, who's, you know, the leprechaun of the group. And he said when he was walking out, because they got escorted by people it was some kind of security Secret Service person, and it was a war veteran. And the war veteran was telling Sean, who was fighting, I think a Brazilian or somebody, he was like, you know, "Mess this dude up." And you see Sean's demeanor change. He was like, "At first I was going out here because I wanted to win and make money." Mm-hmm. "But now I've got this dude who's literally been in war is telling me to mess this dude up." He's like, "I better show up." and he messed the dude up.
Wow.
He did one of those walk-off knockouts where he hit him soft, falling like a tree, and then turns around and salutes the guy who told him that.
Nice. So, see, it just takes a little motivation.
That type of thing just will never happen again.
No.
And then they did a shot. So how many people does Madison Square Garden hold?
All of them.
About 35,000?
No, wait a second. Madison Square Garden.
Because that's like the biggest venue for a promotion that you can hit that I was aware of.
It holds 22,000 people for concerts.
Okay. There were over 85,000 people at this event.
Wow.
They packed everything. I mean, out to the monument is how far people were standing. They said it was just
a sea. And I guess they had monitors out there?
Yes.
Nice.
Because there was no way you could see that. And the thing is, there weren't any fights. People were getting absolutely blitzed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people didn't set things on fire. Mm. Unlike what happened when the Knicks won. When, you know, one person died, multiple were hospitalized, and, you know, just crime in general was set forth.
I understand being very happy about your sport team winning. I don't understand the next thought, which is, hey, there's a store. Let me break the window because I'm so happy.
I don't get that either.
I don't make that connection. Maybe I'm just weird. I don't know.
So I get it for Pennsylvania because that's the default answer for anything. You know, we win, burn it down. We lose, burn it down. But New York, I thought they were better than this. So I was wrong, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's okay. I mean, look, we were around for it. It's like a Yeti sighting. There won't be a second one.
Yes, this is how you know that it's all over because these are the closeouts, you know.
That's right.
And now we're back to the signs Kampa's of the apocalypse. Show up.
Sorry.
Well, I don't know if you gentlemen have heard this, but there is a new theory put out by, I think it was a Spanish psychic.
Mm.
You know, the ones you can trust, right?
Exactly. The ones that were not turned down by, you know.
They're part of the Psychic Network Guild.
That's right. Exactly. Bonafide. Local 444.
Teamsters.
The Union. Okay, no, I'm sorry, it was Brazil.
Brazil.
And, yeah.
Even better.
And here's the funny thing. Funny to me, maybe not as much to others, but this particular person had a dream. Mm-hmm. And in the dream, the great alien reveal is going to happen during the World Cup.
Ah, would this be any chance Athos Salome? Is that your Brazilian psychic? Because there's a whole story about him. Let's see here.
No.
No? Okay.
No, this is Vo Baena.
Brazilian PSY Psychic World Cup. Okay, there we go. Predicts alien abduction during a specific game, during the Scotland match. Well, if you've ever seen the Scots, that alien better really be off the hook because...
2 days.
Was that supposed to be today?
2 days.
2 days.
2 days. Oh, okay.
We're 2 days away from this person who has been 95% incorrect.
So a weatherman.
No, because even the weatherman gets it right more often. Just by looking out the window. You know, if the screen says it's going to be raining, he looks out, doesn't see the rain, goes like, there's a chance for rain, you know.
It might rain somewhere.
You know, but still, this is what's going on. And this is, and there are multiple things saying that towards the end of the World Cup, when more, just about everybody's watching, that is when it will happen. It will happen.
Do you believe it'll happen?
I don't even know what it is, but they're saying it will happen.
All right. We can only hope. That'll be fun.
Yeah. I mean,
the Scots have made this a very, very interesting, at least the fans have made this a very interesting World Cup. So if it's going to be alien abductions and it's going to be the Scots, I'm betting on the Scots.
Yep. Me too.
The way the Japanese were cleaning stuff up, was confusing people.
All kidding aside, the Scots did the same thing in Boston. They were interviewing a guy, a grounds person who's cleaning up after all the revelry. And he's like, first he said, what was it? He said, don't they have any water over there? Because apparently they drank all of the beer. And then the goon told me this wonderful thing about American beer. Can you tell the clean version of it, goon?
Sure. They say that drinking American beer is like making whoopee in a canoe. That would be effing close to water.
Ah, okay. I was not putting it together until you helped me out there.
I guess they liked Sam Adams okay, because the brewery didn't have any beer.
They drank all of it at the brewery. I'm like, I picture a guy back there with the big tank and he's just got his mouth underneath. The grounds guy was like pointing over, there was a pile of bags. He said, I didn't do that. They did that when they left. Very, very orderly. It's very nice.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Welcome back anytime.
How to tell they're not American. Step one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
After.
Isn't that the truth?
The mayor of Boston actually sent a proclamation welcoming the Scottish fans back anytime.
What, Mayor Woo Woo?
Yeah, I know. Go figure, right?
Wow.
Well, again, they weren't Americans. That's her big thing.
That's right. She's welcoming them because they were here legally, though. So, you know.
Neither is she, so.
Ooh, really?
No.
Okay.
Just her attitude.
Not a fan.
I stand with my brothers and sisters in Fenway Park, who booed her on opening day when she came to throw the first pitch out.
There you go.
She and whoever their governor is.
Another winner. Oh, I'll tell you, be honest with you, the one thing I really enjoyed is all the news about FIFA has made me not hear anything about campaigns. And the only thing I'm seeing these days is all of the plethora of stupid commercials on Maryland television. I don't understand. Maybe it's me, but I don't understand why Democrats in Maryland have to run commercials. I guess it's because it's a primary and you're running against other Democrats. But the guy,
you should stop saying it.
Well, one of the guys running for, I don't know, one of the county commissioners, might have been Montgomery County. His thing is, I will fight against Trump for you. I'm like, Trump doesn't know who you are. Trump doesn't care who you are. You know, this is like, what was it, the mouse? What was that movie? Goon, you know the movie I'm talking about.
The Mouse That Roared?
The Mouse That Roared, yeah. Where the country of Liechtenstein had run out of money. So they declared war against England and then immediately wanted to sue for peace and get, you know, post-war reparations, which, you know, just made sense. But
gee, there's a country doing that right now.
You mean Iran?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're going to get money. It ain't going to be from us.
You sure about that?
No, yeah, not at all.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet on that.
Yeah.
We have to see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if the mullahs all disappeared, I have no problem helping the Persian community. You know, they've been under the thumb for 40 years. But yeah, the rest of them can go squat.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, we kind of caused that problem.
We did. We are not perfect, but we're the best thing out there. We have to set the bar real high. But, you know, we're humans. Come on, humans are flawed.
This is why what's going on in Cuba is quite interesting, because that's a lot closer.
What's going on in Cuba?
What are they doing in Cuba?
Oh, we almost run the place now.
Really? I thought it was one of the Mario brothers still running it.
I'm not going to be able to unsee that. Thank you. It's a lot like you telling me that Ted Cruz looked like Eddie Munster. I've not been able to unsee that either.
You will never unsee that. Ted Cruz played Eddie Munster in his younger days. I'm sorry. So we're running Cuba. That's nice. When are they going to open up the Copacabana again?
So it would be nice to have a Hawaii right close to the East Coast.
Yeah.
That's I don't know the exact time frame, and I don't even know if Rubio's going to leave so that he can just
become mayor,
into there,
governor,
president.
President of Cuba. He doesn't have to learn the language, that's for sure.
El Jefe Rubio.
He will just take it back.
He'll just go in on a pontoon boat, right?
I don't know how he's going to do it, but
people of the island, I have returned.
I am here for you.
But not in a Star Trek way.
So I left you an article in which the president really does say that Secretary of State Marco Rubio might be sent to take charge of Cuba.
Wow. There it is. Geopoliticalfutures.com. There's a website I've never been to before. I may, in fact, have to keep this in my short list. And I know I like the fact that I'm not being bombarded with ads. It's so nice to see a news page that's not trying to sell me, face cream.
Well, I mean, if you're there, you obviously did not make, it's one of those, you had to seek it out. There's no stumbling upon geopolitical future.
So, okay. So riddle me this, Batman. How did you find it?
How do you think?
Somebody sent you the link? Or do you have subscription?
I have been tracking, what's going on in Iran, Venezuela, one of the things that they have been talking about consistently, mm-hmm. What is the biggest arms race right now?
I would assume China.
Us and China, yeah.
Okay, so that's the countries in which the arms race is between, mm-hmm. But what is the weapon, the armament?
Oh,
AI? That is being researched. Yes. So, what does AI need?
What does AI need?
Yeah.
AI needs lots of rare earths and lots of energy and apparently water. A lot of water.
So, since we can't cut off rare earth, since China invaded a good portion of Africa, we can't cut off water because they have access to abundance.
Mm-hmm.
We could cut off energy. And by doing all the stuff we have done,
like because Venezuela.
Venezuela and Iran, because when we cut off, when you look at how much of their energy came from those two places, you see that it wasn't the majority, mm-hmm. but it was a lot. And they, because
enough
of
to
the
put
embargoes,
it in things. Yeah.
Because of the embargoes on Iran, Iran was selling oil to China at $5 a barrel.
Mm.
So, and when you look and you see what it is at a global price, you see that how bad they were, messing up their own country and doing that. So now that has stopped. So all the things that according to the reports that have come out to here, which seem to be unbiased because they just say, this happened, here's the evidence. And, then they just give quotes. This person said this thing. And this is when they said it. So you should be able to just look up the quote and see video or other of that actually happening. But the idea was that China had made enough deals with American politicians that they were going to take over. And so those politicians said, all right, let's start investing over there so that we can, still be rich when we're no longer the dominant country.
Right.
And then Trump comes in and goes, nah, America first, America only, you know, and ruined everybody's plans. And not only did they ruin the plans, but then he started taking meaningful action to make sure. So in geopolitical futures, they were saying that China would take over the U.S. as a global superpower in X amount of years. I think it was first like 4 years. And that was after Obama. Then Trump's first time, it's like, nah, it's going to be 7 years. Then it went to Biden and it was like, now it's down to 3 years. And now it's at like 22 years. So as Orange Man is in office, they're being pushed back. And if we surpass them with the things that, you know, you had mentioned, the certain AI companies doing things and gaining sponsors and notoriety and all that fun stuff, there may be the possibility that they don't take overtake us at all.
Wow.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
That would be
all
nice.
Those plans ruined. All Shucks. Those, yeah, those fat cats, all the people that love to get the complaints of, you know, why do you care more about other countries than your own?
Because that's where it's where their money is. Yeah.
And now that has been taken away. So that if you have seen any of those, what good thing has the president done in this second term? You can always end with, without firing a single bullet, he was able to stop China from overtaking the U.S. as a global superpower.
Without a shot.
Not against China.
Bad. Well, against them, yeah. Shooting everybody else. No big deal. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's been a lot of fun. Chief, so glad to have you back.
Outstanding, buddy.
A lot of fun. And we will be back next week. But before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Goon Sun Tanning Service. Well, it will change the color of your skin anyway. How about a deep crimson or scarlet or burnt umber? Just do what Goon did and suffer the consequences and the lizard-like peeling. You can carp and complain about it to your pals, and they can call you a clumsy lout for forgetting the sunblock. And the Swimming with the Fish home game. Here's how it works. You buy a copy and then we randomly call you and pester you with bad jokes, get-rich-quick schemes, and terrible dad jokes. It will be just like having us living with you in your house. Where's dinner, by the way? Now how much would you pay? And Crutch and Goon welcome back the Chief from his recent indisposition. Boy, are we glad to have him back. Thinking on our own was proving very strenuous. Swimming with the Fish is produced by the Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2026, all rights reserved.